Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. It's all about leadership. And in this case, what to do when your boss talks down to you. If your leaders resorted to browbeating or talks to you like you're five, is it really you or them that doesn't have a clue? Well, in this Monday Moment, we'll look at the symptoms, what to do when anyone talks down to you, and what makes these people seem difficult. Besides, of course, the obvious. Are you ready to tackle this issue once and for all? Well, let's take a look at the symptoms. What are the symptoms that your boss is talking down to you? The most obvious is that you're offended. But in honor of February and the upcoming Valentine's Day holiday, let's show them a little love in these difficult times and expand the bandwidth of symptoms to include some of the following. Maybe you noticed they were promoted beyond their skill capacity. You suspect they're fearful. You might find that out. They're a driven person with a history of being condescending when stressed. Maybe they repeatedly cut you off. Or they don't seem interested in your input. These are all signs of potential condescension or talking down to you. And if this is what they're doing, what do you do? Now, this isn't one of those times when you get to take somebody out back in order to make that difficult person disappear. And while I wrote the book by that title, and actually have included a training video from the book for you to help with this issue, this is a difficult behavior, and not often an easy one to manage. First and foremost, don't take this behavior personally. It's been said that the person who appears the most condescending is the very one who is the most insecure. Consider that for a moment. Then, consider being assertive. Ask if they meant to sound like your opinion doesn't matter. Ask if maybe there's something else bothering them other than this issue. Ask if you've done something wrong. Or, wait a minute. Don't ask them if you've done something wrong if this is a question you ask them every 5 minutes. But, if those questions don't help them realize they're talking down to you tone, then seek outside input as to whether this is their common pattern of behavior or something unique to you. The key is to avoid getting wrapped up in the frustration you feel or beat yourself up about what they've said or how, and to remember that, frankly, what others think of you is none of your business. Even if it's your boss's boss. But let's also look at what causes the behavior. I'm often asked, what makes people difficult? And whether or not you really can make difficult people disappear. Yes, you can. In fact, I got asked that question today already. It often happens in a different way than you might imagine. But the first step is to realize that everyone is different, but they secretly harbor a desire that you act just like them. Some bosses in positions of power, without a great deal of emotional intelligence or understanding of people, can quickly become frustrated when others don't move as fast, finish as many things, or show as much initiative as what got them to that powerful position in the first place. A boss talking down to you may be based on nothing more than their own frustrations with this fact, or guilt in knowing that they need to delegate, but really wish they could just do it all themselves, but can't find the time, which creates more guilt, you see, over time management issues. Or they might be afraid you won't do it well enough to make them look good. Or they might just be stressed and pressured and have no clue how they sound. In any case, you want to have a clue and a bit of that emotional intelligence that makes you better at reading people and their behaviors. In fact, watch the video I've shared in this post. It's in the written version, and look for the clues that tell you who they are, who you're dealing with, and then quickly give you the insight you need to avoid taking their behavior personally. Now, this doesn't excuse their behavior. It equips you with the skills to get around their behavior without feeling the impact. Changing others here is not the goal. Becoming a better leader is your focus, and this video and these steps will help when your boss is talking down to you. The Monday Moments are all about helping you become a better leader, and this one is no exception. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.